There's a moment in a new documentary where one of the creators of Sesame Street says, "Everybody in the world knows who Big Bird is." Yes, but most people don't know who Big Bird really is. Since Big Bird's beginnings in 1969, the towering boyish bird with yellow confetti feathers has been voiced and animated by one man, Carol Spinney. He also plays Oscar the Grouch. Big Bird is almost 50 years old. Carol Spinney is 81, and he has no plans to step out of the suit anytime soon. The new documentary about Carol Spinney's life, I Am Big Bird, opens soon. He joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi there, Mr. Simon.
Could you have played Big Bird for 40 years if there hadn't been a lot of you under the feathers?
I think that's one reason why I'm able to continue. I see no reason to quit. I can't imagine walking away from being Big Bird. I mean, that's an awfully good job that there's not too many of them. So I just want to keep doing it till I can't do it anymore.
Where did the voice come from?
It's just my own voice, a little higher. Mm-hmm. When he first started, Jim Henson, who created Big Bird and Oscar, he said Big Bird was just a big goofy guy. Mm-hmm. And it was a script came along, and I said, I think Big Bird would be much more useful to the show if he were a child learning all the things we were teaching in the show. Mm-hmm. And so he didn't know the alphabet, even, for instance.
Are Big Bird and Oscar different sides of your personality, the optimistic young boy bird and the grouch?
I think there's an awful lot of me in Big Bird, but Oscar is pretty much, I think I know how he thinks. Because he thinks exactly the opposite of what I think is a good way to be. Mm. So the dark side of maybe me once in a while, but mostly it's the opposite side of how I am.
Jim Henson, genius?
A true, true genius and a kind, warm man. Humble. He never wanted to be in the forefront. That's why I think he embraced puppetry.
There's an arresting moment in the film at Jim Henson's funeral where...
Yes.
Big Bird sings, "It's Not Easy Being Green." And I remember at first thinking, why is Big Bird singing Kermit's song? And then I realized, of course, because Jim Henson's gone, yeah.
Yes, Jim was Kermit. It was his Charlie McCarthy, his signature character.
Yeah.
And his son approached me and said, would you be willing as Big Bird to sing Dad's song, "It's Not Easy Being Green"? I said, I'm honored that you would ask.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend the day the color of the leaves.
The memorial service was open to the public back in, this was 1990. We were all crying. I didn't cry during the song.
But why wonder... I am green, and it'll do fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I want to be.
That was a very touching thing, and I didn't mess it up either.
No, you did. You did beautifully.
Thank you, Kermit.
I feel this interview would be incomplete if I didn't ask if it would be possible to speak with both Big Bird and Oscar.
Yes, they might. They might be right here. Are you?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi. Get away from me.
Oscar, don't be rude.
Hi there, Mr. Bird. How are you? Scott Simon.
Hello.
Here.
Hi there. I'm only six. You don't have to call me Mr.
I err on the side of formality. Carol, has it happened to you over the years that you're introduced as the man who does Big Bird? And well, what kind of reaction do you get?
I've been asked, does it bother me that people don't know who you are, but they know Big Bird and Oscar? And I don't mind a bit. Because I know I play him, and also good pay, and mm-hmm. I get to take the pay home. Meanwhile, they're back at Sesame Street.
Yeah, you never give me any of that money.
Carol Spinney is Big Bird and Oscar. The new documentary about his life is called I Am Big Bird. Everybody joined us from the studios in New York. Thank you all very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Have a rotten day.